system.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gábor Szentilányi from the Wigner Data Center, and yes, I will talk about our cooling upgrade. So this is the points I will speak about. So first of all, small summary of our system. So we have four big computer rooms, from three is in CERNs and one for the Hungarian government. We have 1200 kilowatt heat load now, but it's very unevenly disturbed, so that's a bit of a problem for our cooling system, because we have a room with more than 500 kilowatts heat load, but we also have a room with under 200 kilowatts, and it's hard to cool them evenly. We have two main cooling circuits with seven chillers each, and they are doing the work, and that's the hardest part, to regulate seven chillers in one team together. We have, for the two main cooling circuits, two manifolds with four main pumps, so we have two main pumps for each room for redundancy. Of course, just one working at a time for one room. And in the rooms, we have 40 or 42 LCPs, which make the air cooling. So there was a lot of talk about our cooling problems before. In 2015, Szabolcs talked about it, and last year at Berkeley, Domokos Szabó has also talked about it, so I will be short about this theme. So the first problem, that the manifolds are not so well designed, so there's no control panels in them, so the coolant flow is uncontrolled, and it's a U-shaped pipe, and the chillers cooled coolant can go back to them, so they cool themselves if too many chillers working at the same time. The other problem was, as I told you about, that this seven chiller teamwork is not working very good, because we have the master also in one chiller, so they have the same program, but one is the master and six other are the slaves, and there's a lot of communication which they cannot handle. They have a Pico hardware in them, and it as it seems now to us, it cannot handle this communication. We also just realized that we had in the software just a control system, but we needed a regulation system, so it's not the same. And also we had problems when we switched to standalone mode to the chillers, so we switched down the master and we said that every chiller works on its own, but even then they sometimes started a compressor below 0 degrees, and it's not very power efficient. So we worked since 2015 in manual control mode. So we switched down every control system in the team, and every chiller goes on his own, and we started as many as we think the system needs for cool down the computer rooms. So the solution began that we installed a lot of sensors in the manifold and in the chillers also, so we can see how the temperature of the coolant goes as the outside temperature changes, and how the coolant flows in our manifold. Then we realized that it's not possible to repair the manifold, so we go for another ID to upgrade the software of the chillers. First of all, we changed the regulation to be regulated by the power consumption in the computer rooms. So before that, we controlled or regulated the chillers from the coolant's inlet temperature, but we thought that regulating for the power consumption is much more faster and can be react faster. So if the power consumption goes up in a room, the chillers immediately can cool down the coolant extremely. They didn't have to wait for the coolant temperature goes up and then realize that they had to work extra. We also decided to take out the master and built a cabinet in which we placed a master PLC, which can control these two group of seven chillers. Regulate. Yeah. And we also installed a new software for the chillers, because so in standalone mode, in emergency mode, they can also regulate themselves. They don't need a master if something happens with that PLC. And the best idea that our contractor had is a new operation mode. So we had three operation modes before: the DX mode with compressors, the mix mode where we used free cooling and compressors also, and the free cooling mode. And in our old free cooling mode, we only regulated the fans, and the pumps go maximum speed. But now we have another operation mode where we regulate the pump speed and work the fans at maximum speed, so we can increase the ambient temperature, which can be used in free cooling. So in higher ambient temperature, we can use free cooling. And of course, it's still the whole system can be still manageable from our old EBI system, our building management system. This solution goes by this plan. So first, we only uploaded the new chiller software to one chiller and tested it if it can work properly in standalone mode. They can react good for the temperature changes. Then we installed it for three of the chillers, of course, in one team. This is where we stand now, and maybe next week or in 2 weeks we will install it for the whole second system. We tested everything on the second system because the heat load was much lower on it. So if everything goes wrong with this new software, our old software with manual mode can correct its mistakes and there will be no problem in the computer rooms. And of course, if the second system works well, we install it to the first system and we hope for the best. Now you can see a graph about this three chiller test. So the blue line is the ambient temperature, and the green line is the inlet, and the red line is the outlet coolant's temperature. As you can see, the ambient temperature changes, but the chillers are maintaining pretty good the coolant temperature. So our future plans, if everything goes well, with this new operation mode, we hope we can optimize our PUE even more. So now we at 1.5 approximately, but we want to go even lower that. So if this software goes well, we want to upgrade it even more and more and more for optimizing the PUE. But of course, first the safety is the priority of the computer rooms and the temperature, not the PUE. So if the safety is 100%, then we can go for efficiency. And also, we have many LCPs in our computer rooms, and we think that we can optimize them too. So the flow regulation in them and fan regulation and so on. And we hope that in the near future we heard news that the server manufacturers and computer manufacturers telling that maybe in the near future we can even raise the temperature in the computer rooms so the computers can work in higher temperatures. Thank you.